Hello and welcome to the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, February 18th, President's Day. This is Susan Over. We will begin this section of reading with Normal to Resurface College, Vernon. Major streets in Normal will get some much-needed attention this summer. Parts of College Avenue, School Street, and Vernon Avenue and more will be fixed up under a resurfacing plan before Normal City Council tonight. That full list is Broadway Avenue from Vernon to Phoenix, College from Beach Street to Blair Drive, College from Kingsley Street to School, Gregory Street from Main Street to Adelaide, School from Mulberry Street to Willow Street, Shelbourne Drive from School to Constitution Trail Central Branch, Vernon from Linden Street to Grandview Drive. Work is expected to be bid this spring, start soon after that, and continue into late August. Officials expect lane closures, but no major disruptions, said Normal Assistant City Manager Eric Hansen. We make an effort, quote, to be cognizant of our road projects and other things going on in the community, Illinois State University or anything else, he said, of whether the work was scheduled around ISU's school year. This is just one piece of the total road program, end quote. Resurfacing is expected to cost about $2.5 million, with $1.45 million budgeted from motor fuel tax proceeds, $772,000 from the town's roadway fund, and $174,000 in federal community development block grant money. The exact cost will be determined after that project goes out for bids. The town expects more resurfacing work to be done this summer that is not funded by motor fuel tax, according to a memo from City Engineer Ryan Otto. The town planned to do some of the planned resurfacing work last year, but it was delayed, Otto said last fall. Crews finished work on North Towanda Avenue from College to Dustin Drive and Chadwick Drive to Fort Jesse Road. Dillon Drive from Waverly Drive to Towanda, Cortland Avenue from Bentley Drive to Towanda, Aaron Drive from Parkside Road to Dwyer Court. The Normal City Council meets at 7 p.m. tonight on the fourth floor at Uptown Station. In other business, the council will consider detailed plans for Trail East, a new five-story building to be erected on the northeast side of Uptown Circle. Those plans cleared Normal's Uptown Design Review Commission last week. The $30 million building is expected to open in 2020. The town has promised Iowa developer Bush Construction about $8.65 million in future property and sales tax revenues, which have a value of about $4.7 million in 2019 dollars. The council will consider approving lot changes needed for Menards to relocate its outdoor pickup area to the north side of the building and to expand its warehouse east of the store. The business plans to close one entrance off Shepherd Road. The council will hear a presentation on Not in Our Town, Bloomington Normal's 2018 annual report. The organization fights bigotry, bullying, and hate. End of article. IPCF accepts grant proposals, Bloomington. Illinois Prairie Community Foundation is accepting applications through February 28th from organizations that provide programs which benefit Central Illinois residents. That foundation expects to grant more than $140,000. Programs must be available to residents of McLean, DeWitt, Livingston, or Logan counties. General grants fund programs for education, the environment, health and wellness, and youth. MRSA IPCF Arts Grants fund programs for the performing or visual arts, music education, and arts education and enrichment. Schulman grants focus on Jewish-themed educational arts and cultural enrichment programs open to all. The David and Kay Williams Music Education Grant, in its second year of awarding money, seeks to support programs which use innovative technology to provide creative music experiences for K through 12 students, regardless of their music training, using a combination of traditional instruments and music technology. Applicants must represent a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, a unit of government, a school or college, or a tax-exempt religious organization or place of worship. Quote, the number and quality of applications increases each year, Michelle Evans, the foundation's grants and communication director, said in a statement. End quote. Last year, the foundation received 113 applications with a record high 73 programs receiving portions of the $157,347 available, an average of $2,000 per program. Money comes from endowments held at the foundation, from designated gifts, and from donors to the foundation's annual campaign. Potential applicants may find more information and links to the online applications at /ilprairiecf.org/spring-grants. That foundation in its 21st year facilitates philanthropy in McLean, DeWitt, Livingston, and Logan counties. The foundation manages assets of more than $16 million in 163 funds. End of article. Commerce Bank honored by Forbes. Commerce Bank has landed on the Forbes America's Best Banks 2019 list, ranking 17th in the nation. The annual list uses S&P Global Market Intelligence for data measuring the growth, credit quality, efficiency, and profitability of the country's 100 largest publicly traded banks and thrifts by assets. Commerce has 15 banking locations in central Illinois. ColectionAid's Boys and Girls Club. Normal. Ross Dress for Less is partnering with Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington Normal on a program called Help Local Kids Learn. Customers can make a monetary contribution at their local store to be donated to the club. That campaign runs through February. A statement from the company says every $3 donation helps provide 1 hour of homework help, and every $15 helps to keep a kid safe after school. The local store is located at 200 B North Greenbrier Drive in Normal. End of article. MCLP accepting nominations. The Multicultural Leadership Program is accepting nominations through February 28th for the annual Community Service Leadership Awards. Nominees must be available April 13th to receive the award at the MCLP graduation. And April 13th is on a Saturday. The Community Service Award MCLP alumni recognizes a graduate of the Multicultural Leadership Program, whose leadership service the community as a whole serves as an inspiration and challenge program participants. Nomination forms is at tiny.cc/MCLP alum award. tiny.cc/MCLP alum award. The Community Service Award Local Community Leader for non-MCLP alumni who live or work in McLean County honors an individual who best exemplifies servant leadership and has passionately fostered diversity and cooperation in challenging the status quo to bring about a constructive social change. Nominations form can be found at tiny.cc/MCLP award. End of article. Farm Partner Course offered. Bloomington. Annie's Project is holding a local course for farm women in March to empower them to be better business partners or sole operators through networks and by managing and organizing critical information. The 3-week discussion-based workshop will run Tuesday and Thursday evenings from March 5th to the 21st at the University of Illinois Extension McLean County office in Bloomington. A light supper will be served before each class at 5 p.m., followed by the course itself from 5:30 to 8:30. That course fee is $75 per person. It includes a workbook and support materials. The course size is limited. Registration is available. You should go to go.illinois.edu /registerLMW. go.illinois.edu/registerLMW. End of article. Polar plunge set for February 23rd, Saturday. Bloomington, the annual law enforcement torch run polar plunge to benefit Special Olympics Illinois will be held on February 23rd at Miller Park Lake, 1020 South Morris Avenue in Bloomington. Registration begins at 9 a.m. Polar plungers are required to raise a minimum of $100 in donations. They are encouraged to form teams of 5 plungers in coming costume. People may register at plungeillinois.com. plungeillinois.com or by contacting John Mays. That phone number is 309-888-2551. 309-888-2551. Or you can use his email, jmays@soil2ls.org. End of article. Group donates baby hats. As part of the American Heart Association's Little Hats, Big Hearts program, 483 crocheted or knitted red hats were presented to Advocate Broman Medical Center for babies born at the hospital. The goal is to celebrate American Heart Month and raise awareness about heart disease and congenital heart defects. Those hats were crocheted or knitted by volunteers. End of article. Veterans Corner. Shenoah Veterans of Foreign War Post 8350's Cash Bash will be held from 4:30 to 8:30 on March 9th, which is a Saturday, at Pro Schnau Auction Gallery, 215 Ousley Street in Shenoah. The first prize is $5,000, second is $1,000, and third prize is $500. You need not be present to win. A $100 donation admits 2 people, and food and drink will be provided until 8 p.m. The doors will be open to the general public, and a cash bar will be available beginning at 8 p.m. Hourly 50-50 raffles will be held throughout the evening. Call 309-830-6039. Or 615-556-3188, 830-6059 was the 309 area code. Area calendar. Registration, creating a vision board, a Bloomington Reads program from 6:30 till 8:30 on March 21st, Thursday. At the Bloomington Public Library. It is for teens and adults age 12 and up. Registration is required and space is limited. Call 261-3935. 261-3935. A Rough Guide to 21st Century Music. Tonight, 7 p.m., the Center for Performing Arts Concert Hall, Illinois State University in Normal. The speaker is Alex Ross, music critic and author. McLean County Genealogical Society, 7 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday. McLean County Museum of History, Bloomington. Use Washington Street entrance, a hands-on program. Playing with the DNA Hand You're Dealt by Carol Genung. Bring charged laptops or notebooks. The phone number is 309-454-4371. 454-4371. End of article. On duty, Bloomington. U.S. Navy Commodore Preston Rakauskas recently was selected and started a Department of Defense Legislative Fellowship as a member of the personal staff of Congressman Peter Visklosky of Indiana. Previously, Rakauskas was assigned to the budget staff of the Secretary of the Navy at the Pentagon. A native of Bloomington, he is the son of Dr. Gregory and Elizabeth Betty Rakauskas. He graduated from Central Catholic High School in 1997, United States Naval Academy in 2001, with a Bachelor of Science in Systems Engineering and Naval Postgraduate School. in 2011, having earned a Master of Business Administration degree. He is a career naval aviator, having been previously stationed in Guam, Pensacola, Florida, Japan, and now Washington, D.C. Andrew Longstreth, Normal. U.S. Air Force Airman Andrew C. Longstreth graduated from basic military training at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland, San Antonio, Texas. He is the son of Rick R. and stepson of Jen Longstreth and brother of Courtney Longstreth of Normal. He is a 2017 graduate of Lexington High School. End of article. Business achievements. Eckhart joins Meyer Capel, Bloomington. Timothy Eckhart has joined the Central Illinois law firm of Meyer Capel. He will practice out of the firm's Bloomington office. His practice will concentrate in family law, including dissolution of marriage, child custody, child support, adoption, and orders of protection. Prior to joining Meyer Capel, Tim worked in family law litigation and criminal defense in McLean County and the surrounding counties. He graduated summa cum laude from ISU and received his law degree from the University of Illinois College of Law, graduating cum laude. Tim is a member of the Illinois State Bar Association and the McLean County Bar Association. He is certified as a court-appointed guardian ad litem. He was born and raised in Peoria and has called Bloomington Normal home for 7 years. End of article. Group to honor several women. The Bloomington Normal chapter of the Association for Women in Communications will host the AWC Crystal Awards. February 28th, which is next Thursday, at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. The keynote speaker will be Sonia Reese, Director of Health Facilities Planning for Advocate Aurora Health and a former member of the Normal Town Council. The dinner begins at 5:30. Tickets are available at awcbn.org. awcbn.org. Nominations for the Outstanding Woman in Communications Award are Laura Kennedy, formerly of WGLT, Susan Saunders of WJBC, WBNQ, WBWN, and Aaron Watts of Illinois State University's Event Management, Dining, and Hospitality. Nominees for the Innovation Award are Angela Allen, Diversity and Inclusion Program Manager for County Financial, Linda Bolivar, Executive Director, Multicultural Leadership Program, Diane Hahn, Owner, Mackinac Valley Vineyard, and Heather Young, Owner, Omfit Activewear. Nominees for the Annual Crystal Award are Stephanie Duquesne, Rachel Kobus, and Kara Snyder, all of Illinois State University. The Association for Women in Communications is a national organization of women. End of article. Flick Fact. Question. Entering its seventh and final season is Veep, HBO's Emmy-winning series which stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus, which TV Guide said is the best show on TV. It co-stars two men whose lives have closely corresponded since birth, literally. Do you know who they are? Answer. Gary Cole grew up in the Chicago area, and so did fellow co-star Kevin Dunn. At 18, Cole went to Illinois State University in Normal, and Dunn went three blocks south to Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. Dunn was born August 24, 1956. 27 days later, Cole was born on September 20, 1956. Needless to say, for the last 7 years while doing Veep, they have gone to work together as well. End of article. Meetings to explore future housing options. Discussions geared toward adults with autism and their caregivers, Normal, where adults with autism in McLean County will live when their parents are no longer able to help them, will become the focus of two upcoming meetings in Normal. A Place for Me, Autism and Housing, Needs and Models for the Future, will be held tomorrow, Tuesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. Then again on March 19th at the Illinois State University Alumni Center, 1101 North Main Street in Normal. and the 19th in March is also a Tuesday. While meetings are open to anyone, they are geared toward people with autism, their parents, and their caregivers. School transition coaches and service providers for people with autism, said Jackie Mays, president of Autism McLean. Autism McLean, Mark First, HEAL, Heroes Embracing Autistic Lives, and Friends of the Autism Place are the sponsors. While no one knows how many people in McLean County have autism, we speculate there are about 3,000, Mace told the Pantograph. There is no real tracking method. Quote, people on the autism spectrum have many diverse needs, said Carrie Santos, chair of the Autism Friendly Community Initiative of Autism McLean, Mark First, and other organizations. Some people are able to live independently and others need various levels of support and services, she said. Many adults with autism live at home with their parents, but families are seeing the need to understand and explore future options. The biggest fear for any parent of a child with a disability is, who will take care of my child when something happens to me, Mace said. Mace has a son, Austin, 22, who has autism and lives with her in Normal. While he is doing well, Mace has feared that Austin would be institutionalized. We need better for our kids, she said. Autism is a range of conditions characterized by challenges with social skills, repetitive behaviors, and speech and nonverbal communication. The purpose of the meeting tomorrow will be to discuss housing availability and eligibility and to answer parents' questions, Mace said. The March 19th meeting will begin a conversation about developing a model to meet housing needs. Part of that conversation will include determining the levels of support which are needed, Mace said. A committee of parents and advocates may be formed to explore alternative housing possibilities. We look forward to learning from families and adults with autism about what they see as the future for housing development in our community, said Mark First CEO Laura Furlong. Mark First provides housing, community integration, training, and employment services for people with disabilities. Mace said, let's build a community around our kids, end quotes. People can register for those meetings at facebook.com/events, 602-706-340-143-159, facebook.com/events/602-706-340-143-159. End of article. Letters. Library Board needs thought. I am writing asking eligible voters in the Atlanta Library District to become knowledgeable and vote in the upcoming election of Library Board membership. Forget Facebook. Attend meetings and ask questions. There are websites which will inform you of how much debt this library is obligated for. Population of the district, contractual commitments, due dates of loans, assets, etc. Please understand these items and make your decisions. Rubber stamping of any and all ideas and schemes has not been a good practice to follow. This is the very reason why current board members are now experiencing re-election challenges. In closing, I wish to state the importance of any library, especially ours, to its community. In no way do I nor anyone I know of support discontinuing affordable programs which are currently in place. Written by Larry Brandt of Atlanta. End of letter. Milestones. 90th birthday for Jerry Richardson. Jerry Richardson of Bloomington is celebrating her 90th birthday with a party. She was born February 13th in McHenry, Kentucky, and married Joseph Richardson in 1963. He passed away in 1977. Her sister is Dixie Lee Ben Phillips of Bloomington. Her children are Jerry Joe Ivan Kaufman, Errol Smith, and Jody Ray Wetzel of Bloomington. She has 8 grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren. She worked at State Farm, General Electric, and in sales and real estate. End of article. Marriage licenses, McLean County. Nicholas Dean Remington and Mercedes Nicole Durham, both of Atlanta. Dana Jared Bose and Alicia Dale LeBeau, both of Saybrook. Stephen Andrew Singer, and Molly Jean Boyle, both of Chicago. Joseph Nelson Van Bailey IV and Kayla Sue McConnell, both of Normal. Gary Lynn Canaday, Jr. and Chantel Marie Kaufman, both of Normal. Geoffrey Kadinda Kalala, Normal, and Naomi Kabungo Ntumba, Bloomington. Charles Richard Ahrens and Zana Honchar, both of Bloomington. Joseph Robert Dapper and Jessica Renee Fulkerson, both of Normal. Zachary Dean Springer and Shelby Gabrielle Kostner, both of Bloomington. Shane J. Nagel and Linda Catherine Yonker, both of Bloomington. Daniel James Ritzema and Jordan Elizabeth Steinbrook, both of Chicago. End of article. Driver rescued after semi slides into the river. The driver of a semi-trailer truck had to be rescued by boat last Friday night after that vehicle went off Interstate 55 into the Vermilion River near Pontiac. Roy Cagle, 53, of Johnston City, was taken to OSF Healthcare St. James John in Pontiac, where he was treated and released by Saturday morning. His truck was removed Saturday morning. The truck was southbound near mile marker 198 about 6:48 p.m. when it ran off the road for an unknown reason, struck a guardrail, and then it crossed the median and northbound lanes, police said. That truck slid down the embankment and landed upright in the river. The current pushing the jackknife truck against the bridge complicated the rescue effort, police said. Pontiac Police and Firefighters Duffy Ambulance Service, Livingston County Sheriff's deputies were also at that scene. The truck, which was carrying little cargo, remained in the river overnight, police said, adding hazardous materials were not involved. Cagle was charged with improper lane usage. End of article. Statues proposed on Capitol grounds, Springfield. Would four new statues or six new statues look better on the Capitol complex grounds? Loosely, that's what Representative Tom Bennett, Republican from Pontiac, is trying to figure out. He is sponsoring two bills, House Bills 168 and 169, which propose a respective four and six new statues of notable Illinoisans to be built around the Capitol grounds. But their construction would likely cost millions of dollars, according to the Office of the Architect of the Capitol. The grounds already have about 15 statues adorning them. Why, then, should there be six more? Bennett calls it a prime example of how state government sometimes works. Two steps forward, one step sideways. You just got to keep going, he said. It's the result of more than a year of discussions, which have morphed and ballooned to accommodate various interests. Putting a statue of Ronald Reagan on the Capitol grounds has been in the works since at least last year. Then they thought there should be bipartisanship. So, a proposal for a statue of Barack Obama was made. Reagan and Obama are the only two of four Illinois presidents, other than Ulysses Grant and Abraham Lincoln, not to have a statue yet. The last statue to be built was the Firefighters Memorial about 15 years ago. It was also proposed to honor James Thompson, longest governor, longtime AFL-CIO president Reuben Soderstrom, former Chicago Mayor Harold Washington, and Chicago's first resident Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable. The price of a brass statue would be almost $430,000, and they propose the money be raised by donors. This has been Susan Over reading to you from the first half of the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, February 18th. At this time, we will take a short break.